Adam Pengelly, how many punters clubs are you in, mate?
No, just one, boys. Just one. I'm like you, Dave. I try and restrict it.
Yeah. What about old tight ass over here? You know, he won't stump up. He's in five of them.
Oh, well, I stump up for some, but the local one.
Oh, you stump up for some.
Well, it's the local one. The local one I keep forgetting.
I'm more concerned about Laurie people hiding their tips in punters club. How can you have a punters club and not tell your mates what you're tipping?
What's all that about? So what, you say, what's the bet? And they say, oh, we'll tell you later. How does that work?
No. Well, you try, like, obviously the one at the pub is on the board.
Yeah.
So you've got to go and have a look. Or you text someone that may be at the pub, because you mightn't be down there. What are we on? And you get no reply, because either they're not there or they just keep you hanging.
Adam?
Yeah, I'm not sure about that, Laurie. You've got to let everyone know, don't you? Surely.
Well, mate, that's the way we run ours at the pub.
Yeah, okay.
You've got to go and have a look.
Dear, oh dear.
Different strokes are different folks. Yeah.
100%. Mate, what about this Randwick program? A lack of numbers, and they've decided to take away an event.
Yeah, really disappointing, Dave. We've lost that Wilkes quality, from the program there at Randwick on the weekend. It's a three-year-old race and a stakes race, and obviously at this time of year, you probably don't have all the good three-year-olds up and running, as you'd expect, but they only had five acceptors for the race, and they've decided to can it, Racing New South Wales, which is really disappointing if you had a horse in there. I think Peter Roble had all cylinders, who was up and going really well, won his last few, and I think by Peter's own admission, he's probably not a good enough horse to match it with some of these three-year-olds during the carnival, so he's trying to target this race, and now he's been forced to take on the old horses in a benchmark 78. I think Chris Waller was due to have True Detective resuming in that race, and unfortunately, we're not going to see it. We've got two highways there on the weekend. I think highways are each their own. I generally struggle to try and find the winner in the highways with a mix of such form lines from across the state, but yeah, a little bit disappointing, lack of numbers. That race had to be cancelled on the weekend.
Carrington Stakes on this weekend.
Do you know who won this race last year, Laurie? Can you remember off the top of your head?
Trapeze artist?
Tommy Melbourne.
Tommy Melbourne. Oh.
Miracles do happen. So 12 months on from Tommy winning race.
We're back. Blake Chin, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think Blake had his first ride back from a pretty serious injury as well, I think. Might have been his first day back.
Bolted him.
Got him home. So,
Tom Melbourne.
Time flies. And pretty good field this year. I think Southern Lad's the early favourite at this stage. He's obviously been up and going in Sydney and racing really well. Again, we've got a few horses coming back from Queensland and that Magic Millions program. It's never easy, my theory is, to come back from the Magic Millions up there, because it's usually a hot day. It's a race day that everyone has sort of mainly their grand finals, and to travel back interstate and keep your preparation going is never an easy thing. So we're going to be dealing with that the next few weeks. A few horses coming back from Queensland to Sydney and Melbourne and trying to line up the form. But it looks like it's going to be a pretty decent field for that Carrington Stakes on the weekend. And don't forget, guys, it's the Bushfire Relief Appeal Day there as well. So any raise, we're going towards that.
Yeah, dig deep for that. And great to see Race New South Wales and the ATC get behind that cause. Alligator Blood is going to go to Melbourne, mate.
This surprised me, Dave, a bit, I must admit. I was sort of trying to read between the lines and thought David Van Dyke might give him a little bit of a break and maybe have a late autumn campaign, or maybe even skip the autumn altogether and get him ready for the winter. You just don't know how much is that Magic Millions Day has taken out of him in terms of the travel. We spent 8 hours on a float, basically, getting to and from the races from the Sunshine Coast to the Gold Coast in really oppressive conditions. So, David, he's happy with him. He's had a look at him throughout the week and says he's given him a bit of a freshen up. He feels like he's content to continue with his preparation. So he'll be targeted towards the Australian Guineas and then the All-Star Mile. He's the leading vote getter at the moment for the All-Star Mile. So he's pretty much guaranteed getting a spot in that race at this stage. And then after that, we'll wait and see. I think David's reasoning was he wanted to try and win a Group 1 race against his own age while he's still a three-year-old. And then we'll wait and see what happens later in the year.
All right.
Osborne Bull's been retired.
Yeah.
Catch everyone on the hop.
Yeah, a little bit out of left field last night, Laurie. Godolphin decided to retire the horse. Remember last year when he was runner-up in five Group 1 races and everyone was sort of thinking, oh, well, he's going to win a Group 1 eventually. The fickle game racing, isn't it? He only had one more start in the Premier in the spring and didn't measure up, and then they put him in the paddock and he's never going to race again. So he'll be remembered as a really good sprinter, obviously, at that Group 1 level, but unfortunately, I think his legacy might be not ever winning one of those majors.
All right, mate. Well, we will talk. By the way, well done getting that tip home yesterday. I know there was the scratching, but, mate, Nash Rewilla to the front, too good.
I'm not going to skite about an odds-on favourite getting home, Dave. I wish the favourite wasn't scratched. Chris Wallace, I was happy to take the $4.20. When it got to $1.90, I was a little bit concerned. But anyway, a winner's a winner.